protesting today?
We're protesting against the drastic cuts against our terms and conditions, where we're all less financially well off. We're facing drastic cuts to our pensions, also to our wages. We're also facing prospects of contracts rather than a vocation for life. This government's completely ignored the fact that we hold the office of constable, treat us like the rest of the public sector, which we have been protected of in law over the years because we haven't got the right to strike. We don't want more money, we just want things to be less to say as they are.
But you think police should be treated differently to everybody else in the public sector?
Only by the fact that we now haven't got the right to strike. And like my partner works in the public sector. I think that ourselves and also the rest of the public sector should have our pensions left as they are. We don't want more money, we just don't want less money, that's all.
Thanks. I think we also want to make the point to the public, because they're only getting one side of it at the moment, which is via the Tory-led press, that that we are, or they will face, cuts in the police service. They're getting one side of the story. We want to put our side across so that the public are aware, and then they can make an informed decision on what they feel that they should press their MPs for. Because currently, everything I've seen is totally against the police, and they are totally unaware of what is going to happen, what is going to finally come if we do have cuts of up to 15,000, 18,000 police officers.
Police numbers are falling at the moment, but ministers say it's not about the numbers, it's about what you do with the officers. What do you say to that?
I think the problem is they're saying, oh, these back office roles. They haven't actually defined what these back office roles are. They're obviously jobs that need to be done, and all that will happen is frontline officers are then going to have to be redeployed towards the back office to do it now. We're noticing it already. My officers have to fulfil roles that they didn't previously, which is a back office role. It's taking them off the streets. So the lies that they're coming out with, saying that we're not cutting frontline numbers, they're not, but ultimately officers are not going to be on the front line because they're having to do jobs that were traditionally done by other people, be it civilian staff, which we've got quite a few here supporting us, or other police officers backfilling those roles. So they're not creating any more jobs, and we're losing officers, so we will be under strength out there on the streets to protect people.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.